voiceovers?
Yes.
I used that last night. I literally entertained myself for an hour because I was like,
start doing it.
40 send, return to sender, no thank you. She gave it everything. I was like, yo.
I'm
going to
have to go ahead. Why she got that marker on here?
Oh my
gosh. Are we ready? I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it happening?
We ready recording?
Yeah.
What's it going to tell me?
I told you to clap.
Oh, that's when we started. You're right. Okay, my bad. All right. I had topics more, but then I was like, no.
Fuck a topic.
We're going to freestyle.
We're going to just do this. How we going to do it? So I'm going to just start from the top. Welcome Isha Hart out. Welcome Isha Hart out. I got to find a way to say it. Welcome Isha Hart out.
You need powder like LeBron do.
Yes.
Glitter.
Who's going to clean that?
Oh, welcome Isha Hart out. I'm going to stop saying it.
Hey.
I have a new Soli outfit on. I'm out here representing the Soli. I have my supporters are called Solis.
Aww.
So I have a Soli merch brand now.
I like that.
I'm promoting.
Cute. So,
athleisure. It's not a real word yet. It's not in a dictionary yet.
It is.
Athleisure?
I have not. Every time I type it on Siri, she don't know it. If Siri don't know it, then it ain't real. You can't say to Siri. I say athleisure. Hey, Siri, what is athleisure?
Siri said, fuck
I love her. Asking Siri things.
And she'll be having an attitude now. She'll be like, mm-hmm.
Because you can.
I'll be like, no, say yes.
You find out anything. Like the other day, I was like, hey, Siri, how old is Justin Timberlake?
And how old is he?
Yeah, 47.
Justin,
I know. I was like, how old was he when he started NSYNC? 14. I'm like, damn. She knows everything.
33 years of a career is kind of crazy.
Right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But no, welcome to Isha Hart Out. Sorry, guys. I'm your host, Ish. We got Lur and Lionel in the background. And we have my great, great guest today, Mara. Can I say from Love and Then What? Or I just say Mara from Mara Street? No.
Right. Well, it's like it's like we don't know what's happening. No, I just started a podcast, started recording again. I had one for a while when I lived in LA.
Okay.
And then I came back to Philly and I was like focusing on my brand and then Love and Then What?
Okay.
They needed some razzle dazzle. So they were like, wait a second.
You're the perfect person.
Can you come every week? I was like, yeah. So then we were doing that. And then, but Justin just had a baby.
Oh,
so now I'm like, all right, I got to do it myself again.
So are you just one?
So it's going to be called Just Saying.
I like that.
Yeah, the Just Saying podcast. And I've done 3 episodes so far.
Have you had guests yet?
Yeah.
Are you like, because Tata got a podcast and she ain't dropped it yet. I'm still upset with
her. I know. We recorded ours like in August.
I recorded mine in September. Like Tata dropped me.
No, we're not dropped. They're like, just sitting on gold. It's okay. It'll come out. It'll come out.
It's going to pop out.
Yes.
That's my competition. But no, okay, cool. So we're excited for your podcast. I'm happy you're here today.
Talk about LA real quick. Why did you go? What was there?
I wanted to do celebrity hair. So like
you do hair?
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah. Okay. So I went out there and I did hair. And then COVID happened. And then I was living with this girl and she went and got like her own apartment and I was like, it was the midst of COVID and I was like working on set a lot and obviously like all production was kind of like shut down.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to move home and work on my business and And so I did, but then I started.
What voice was that? Like the nut ass voice? Like,
yeah, that was like the little like dreamer in me that like, I know what I'm going to do. And then I got here and I started working bottle service and then I blacked out for the past 2 years basically.
I have
and
a now question.
We're here. Life happens.
Quick question. Uh-huh. Who's the most famous person's hair that you've ever done?
Probably Meghan Trainor.
Oh,
really?
Cool. Yeah.
That's lit.
I worked on a Vic Mensa video. That one was really cool. There was I think it was called Camp USA. Okay. And it was like this like punk rock song that they did a music video for, and that was like probably one of my favorite things that I did out there because I like made one of my friends. Well, he's my friend, but at the time, one of the band members, I like made his locks into a mohawk, and then like we made it like an American flag mohawk, and it was like this crazy thing. But they did this like the music video that they made. It was like highlighting like the kids stuck at the border and in like in Mexico. Yeah, it was like really like intense and like holy shit, like.
That's super cool.
And I like when they called me for that one, like I cried in my shower, like I was like, oh my god.
You have really good energy. That's
thank you.
So wait, so you don't do hair at all anymore?
I will for certain things. Okay. But like, I don't want to go to a salon and work in a salon every day. Like, okay. I have like, my attention span is like this much. So like, I like to be moved. That's like, I loved like LA because yeah. I would get like, okay, you'd be working for Forever 21 Monday in Santa Barbara. And then on Wednesday, you're back with like UGG. Or like, you know right, what I mean? Right. And it's always like always with new people in new spaces. And I loved that. But here it's like, I'm not doing your touch-ups, Susan.
No. Not Susan.
I'm not doing it.
Philly is boring compared to LA, I'm guessing, right?
Well, yeah. And everyone's like, you could go up to New York and I could do session work like that way. Because like, I really love styling hair.
Okay.
I don't really want to like cut it or color it.
You don't want like maintenance. You want to
yeah.
do like.
Like I want to, yeah. Like I want to like make, I want to crimp every centimeter of your hair and right. like make it 50 feet large.
So I went to hair school before I went to college. Uh-huh. I went to like one downtown, I forgot the name of it. Yeah, I went to Empire. And you look like I hated it.
Well, you did it at least.
Yeah.
But and still, you got your hours.
I did hair in college. Like, you know how you got hustle in college?
So
I did
100. Well, course, like, so mine money. Was flipped. So I was in college and I worked at a hair salon. Like, I worked the front desk.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I want to do hair. My mom's like, well, you're already in college. So you need to finish school.
Right.
But then the guy who owned the salon, he paid for us to go to nail school. Oh. And so, like, I learned to do nails and I did nails the whole time I went through college. Oh, that's so cool. I know exactly
what have you done? That's so crazy.
So like, many random yes. little things. Yeah, I know.
That's how it is for life. You guys do a lot of random things.
Yeah, is I just have fun.
Is she a Capricorn?
Me? No, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking that earlier. I'm like, I wonder what.
Because Capricorns be doing a lot of shit. We try a lot of
stuff. I know. Yeah, you guys are like, you love like the grind, like making the grind. Money. Yeah, the grind and sure. the making of the money.
Agreed. I love conquering shit.
True.
I just love it. I just feel like I'm.
What is
it.
Your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, you are a Capricorn yep. too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like boss energy. It's like grounded.
He's not grounded. Like. He's a Capricorn, but I am. I get it. So, Mara, I really hate the word humble. What do you think? Like, do you hate humble? Like, do you know that what that word means?
I love that you're like, asking me this. Because I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, why do you want me to be quiet?
Like, what? I feel like being humble, you say, just be a bitch and be quiet. Just people come in the room, just be smaller. Be smaller. That's all I hear when I hear humble. So, do you feel like humble is a good word?
I get the context.
Okay.
I understand the vibe
okay.
of the word humble, but I think that you should celebrate yourself at the same time.
Yes. And I only ask you that because I feel like you like to celebrate yourself, which you're supposed to. We all supposed to. I love doing it for myself as well. But people keep saying that to me all day long today. Like, you should be humble. And I'm like, wow, what am I going to get from
that? Like, well, and it's like, if you know you're like putting in the work, like, isn't that the point to like reap the benefit of putting in work?
Exactly. Exactly. Are you?
I've totally had that thought before recently too. Just the of like, everyone keeps talking about humble. And I think you can be humble and still like be proud.
Yeah, but I feel like if someone's telling me to be humble, that's when I get kind of offended. Because it's like, why?
Now I want to shit on you?
Yeah. Oh, and I feel like that's my goal, you know, in life.
See, I'm like, I'm fucking crying.
I want to shit on you.
She came in here hot today.
I did. Yeah,
and it's about to be your problem.
Yes, and you know why? Because I wasted 17 days of my life.
17 days.
I hate niggas. If you ain't understand it, I hate crying. Niggas. No. So okay, Mara, are you in a relationship?
No.
No, you single?
Yeah.
How do you like being single? Is it good for you?
I mean, I'm pretty fucking single, and I've been really single. Really? Yes.
Mara, I've been single for so many years, and on Twitter, do you have Twitter?
Yeah, but you not know, really. Yeah.
On Twitter, I had this name called Drybox Susie, and it was like that for a very long time. And Drybox Susie is, you know, my pussy name was Susie, and she was always dry, so she was a dry box. So yes. Drybox Susie, right? So I said, once I have sex, I'm going to change my name, right? So I changed my name, but now I just regret changing my name.
Damn!
That's the whole point of that story.
Wait, what, were you but not having sex? You weren't having
no,
sex?
No, not for a long time, for like almost a year. Well, like,
oh my God, months, see, I'm in it right now. I was literally like watching your podcast earlier and I was like watching little clips and I'm like, I'm not the one right now for you because no. if we're going to talk about sex, like I'm going to malfunction because I'm like, I'm blind
no,
right now no, to sex. Anything sex related, I'm like, shh. Like my girlfriend sent me a picture literally today of a screenshot with this guy and she sent him like a couple pictures of like vibrators and dildos.
Right.
And she was like, she was just talking shit to him, you know, yeah. like pick your poison, like, eh. like what she was going to like show her with whatever.
Right.
And I was like, I'm turned on by your dildos. Like, can you get these off my screen? Listen, like, I'm not well.
When you don't have sex, eating turns you on. Like, I would, like, open up Twitter and see, like, I don't know, a nigga, like, half dressed. I'm like, I got to go masturbate because this is not working out for me. So, I don't know. I think being single is good. When I wasn't having sex, I kind of had, like, the best, like, orgasms of my life. I feel like I have the better ones without.
I them. Literally love that for you.
Yeah.
And why the fuck would you be humble when you give yourself the best orgasms?
This is what I'm saying. What's the humble? Like, I'm gonna be humble. I'm gonna be humble.
That's girl math.
For real.
Hello.
So, okay, you know, do you miss having sex? Or
yes.
Are you choosing not to? Or is
yeah, I'm choosing not to.
Men
right
are just
now.
Weird right now? Like, what is it?
And yeah, I'm just like done with the fuckery.
Why? Did something happen? Or?
Shit's happened. And I've seen what I needed to see, and I'm gonna head out.
How long does it take you to, like, move forward? Like, you see, like, the first red flag, second, third. How many red flags does it have to wave for you to be like, I'm leaving?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
But I got hit with, like, probably about 1,000 red flags, and I just kept, like, I was like, well, if we water them down, it's pink.
You call that dickmatized. Like, that's called, you,
and the,
you
the worst it, part like, is,
seriously,
it wasn't even dickmatization.
No.
Like, the dick wasn't even dicking no. like that.
No. So, is that the, what is it, sapiosexual? Am I saying it right? Sapiosexual?
Yeah, it was, like, the vibe of yes. things.
The vibe of make me, okay. All
right. So, like, the sex was, like, it's sex.
Yeah. But and you I, liked him, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, this is dangerous.
Yes. That's when they get bad, and they can just talk you into anything.
I'm like, your dick wasn't even doing the dick down, mm-hmm. like, I've seen done before. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not even mad about it because that's not, like, all it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, so, yeah. Right now, I'm off. I'm off the men.
Okay.
I have, like, and I feel like since I say no to, like, poo-poo men for me,
yeah.
I've been meeting more, like, iconic men. And not
what's
that those.
Poo-poo men?
Just, like, not the vibe.
Okay. All
you
right.
know?
Okay. Like, I wasn't sure what was something else. Because I don't want the nigga either. All right. So now you just kind of, like. Are you still dating? Are you on, like, a dating website or something?
No.
Or anything?
I'm,
no?
like, I'm, like, super, like, this is me time. Like, okay. I'm, like, okay. I'm trying to, like, turn up. Like, I feel like I'm not even at the, like, state. Like, I don't feel like I am who I want to be to enter a relationship right now.
I like that for
Does
you.
Does that
so
make
you're,
sense?
You're, like, just building on yourself for right now.
Yeah, I'm,
yourself
like, can someone hold my cups for a second? Like, yeah. I need both hands and I need all attention.
That is growth because I feel like most women, we just want to be with somebody and you're, like, I'll take whoever. And that for the last, I think, 2 or 3 years, I'm like, I'm not dating nobody. I don't feel like it. And when I date somebody and I don't like it anymore, I leave, like you said, when I see
yeah.
you. But I think I'm so, like, picky now. I've been single so long. I see one red flag and I'm like, over that shit.
That's, like, the scary part is, like, when you are so, because, like, I'm the same way. Like, I've literally been actually, I mean, I've had, like, 50 boyfriends, but none of them would say they were my boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I love you, but you don't love me. But like, we're together. Though.
We were together. But they might not say that.
But, no, I love that. You got but, control, nigga. That's how I go. Yeah.
So, but, like, I haven't had, like, a real boyfriend where he's like, yeah, she's with me. I'm with her.
No.
Like, in forever.
Really?
But it's like, I feel like, and sometimes I feel like guys will be like, that's a red flag. And I'm like, you want that to be a red flag because really I just was living my life. Like I went to LA.
Yes.
I did all that shit out there. Mm-hmm. I moved back. I like recreated like literally my whole body. Like I used to be like heavier and just like not.
What did you do?
Worked out.
Really?
Ate better. Was nicer to myself.
You look great.
Thank you.
I thought it was a BBL. I was judging like, that girl got BBL.
No, oh, fuck. I'm like, that would be sick. I'm like, hey, did you hear her?
You're
my trainer.
Like, yeah, thank you.
I'm like, FTF Trent.
No, that's good. So does that change? Like, does it ever feel different? Like, when you had more weight on you, is your confidence level totally different after you lost the weight?
That's like a whole nother thing. Like, I actually went on Do Rag and the Deer Tag not okay. long ago, and I was explaining okay. this math to them of just like, guys, like you always are you, despite whatever
core.
Container you're in.
Yeah.
And so it is kind of crazy to see people like treat you one way when you're in this container and then treat you a different way when you're in that container. And it's like, I know what's going on here.
Yeah. That's
and it's
crazy.
Weird. It is weird. But so, yes, I do. I have noticed like things sometimes, but it's just like now I just kind of play accordingly.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't show me attention before and you've been known me and now you're coming at me crazy, oh, I'm looking at you weird.
Do you ever say something about it or you just kind of like brush it off?
I'll just like giggle.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have to check it. Like,
because they know. Like we all know, yeah. You know? And so it's like, I'm not even going to drag you right now because I know you know that I know.
Is it a major difference, like your weight loss, or is it just kind of like
it's kind of different? Yeah,
yeah, really,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it's just like different vibes, like yeah. And you know, and like you carry yourself different when you're like showing up for yourself,
yeah,
and like
yeah,
you're like, oh, I can do anything, kind of.
Yeah, they always say like if you look good, you feel good, so you act different, like you said.
Right, it was like finally like my outside matched how my inside felt.
That's dope.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Question, do you feel like people would try to talk about people trying to keep you in the same spot, like if you grew in some form of your life, try to treat you like the old you or bring up old stuff,
like try to pull you back down. So like for instance, like they like, oh, you acting different because you lost weight type situation like that, right?
yeah it wasn't anything like that. Like it's not like I probably lost like probably like 30 or that's 35 pounds,
a lot of weight to lose.
Yeah. But it's not like 100. Like I cannot even imagine like actually really losing like a insane amount of weight.
Right.
Because that's really gotta fuck with you. Like it is like a crazy thing. Like when people like you know what I used to look like and now I'm this and you're seeing the new, so you're like kinda treating me like that, but then you're remembering the old, so then you like fall back into these old patterns and it's just like the longer, which is like kind of what we were talking about before. It's like the longer you entertain
the fuckery.
Midness,
yeah.
It's like the longer you postpone the greatness,
yeah.
Is how I'm seeing it at least. So it's like when I catch people acting, like I've been in that kind of situation where it's like, do you not know like who I am today and like everything I like went through? It's like we have had each other in our lives for a long time. You've seen me through like many different phases and stages and like, you're just acting like it's nothing. So it's like, I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
I have to.
I'm going
to go. I'm going to just
Uber.
Head out. And that's fine. And it's not my problem. It's only my problem if I stay here and keep dealing with it. You know what I mean?
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. I feel like it's really important that as a woman that we know what we don't want and we know when to leave. Because a lot of times people stay in relationships for like, it's expired and you're still just sitting there waiting for something to change.
1,000%.
I can't like live a life like that. So yeah, I leave in a heartbeat when it comes to men.
And it's not even just men.
Yeah,
it's like friendships.
That's true.
It's jobs.
That's true.
Like I often find myself in like similar situations in jobs where just like the energy there just gets weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't stay in this because it's not good for like my concept of self, for like who I'm trying to like call in and like become. You know?
I feel like back before, like our parents probably, they used to be like, I'm going to work for 50 years and get my 401k and I'm going to retire when I'm 65 years old and I barely can do anything now because I'm old now and I'm just going to sit in the house and that's my life. I feel like now that we just kind of like, we're exploring everything, they look at us like, you're doing too much. Like you're crazy. Like you're not stable because you're not just here for a long period of time in relationships. And
100%.
When I got divorced, my mom was like, why would you get divorced? Like most of them don't get married. And I'm like, that's too bad for them bitches.
You're like I'll do it once and I'll do it again.
And I'll do it two or three more times. Like, so I was like, it's okay to like just move forward with stuff.
Yes. But like people have want to hold like the image of, or like, I'm holding it together. Or like I withstood that hard time. It's like, okay, well, you didn't have to.
Right.
You could have just went to a new time, basically.
So have you ever dated someone that was like doing what you do, like entertainment or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that hard?
It's like often a situation. And this is what I remember how I was like, I'm going to podcast you on your podcast. I'm like, I got some questions because how do you deal with that? Like and the last situation that I was in, it's like people will know what here.
Oh, thank you, because it keeps hitting, right? Yeah, I'm like, come on with the flowers. I'm going to turn around. Thank you, women, because men would have said and watched the whole
like,
time.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, are they able to see it on her side? But I think that, like, I don't know. I feel like the What is the question?
I know you forgot.
I know what it was. I know what it was.
It's hard to date someone in the same
in
the
industry. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and this is my question for you because, like, okay, obviously, if you see Instagram, you have a pretty clear idea of like what's going on in the sense of like I don't care to share. Right. And like I podcast, so like I'll talk about whatever. Like I'm an open book, and shit just is what it is. And so, like, once a guy starts messing with me and he starts acting a fool, and like I make a TikTok or something where I'm like, men ain't shit. Right. Then you're getting mad at me. Like, did you not see the 16 other TikToks from?
It's always about them. Somehow, some way to make it all about them.
And yeah. I'm like, also, it's not like I'm adding you, and no one even knows that I was fucking with you, anyways. Right. So I don't know why you're acting like them. Like Michael Jackson or something. Like, no one cares. No one is clocking you.
No.
So how do you deal with that?
No one knows. Like, you didn't know. Tessa came here. She didn't know. Like, no one knows. We don't kind of, like,
broadcast. You just act like you're single?
I am single. That ain't my man.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean? Like, we act like no one knows. No one knows what part.
Like no one knows. All my soldiers when I was married, everything else. They don't know who my ex-husband is. We never mentioned his name on here. Of course they know.
Yeah.
And I never, ever, like, I don't know. We don't really tag each other.
Aisha don't really date in the creative community.
Yeah. No, she asked about him.
Well, I asked about him earlier, but only because I didn't know. But I'm saying, like, not even that. I'm saying, like, the new guys that you hook up with, like, how do they deal with, you talking on the internet so freely about, like, sex and relationships and things like that?
It always, when I meet men now after the podcast, it always starts off like, oh, I like that you like so free and cool, right?
Why is
but
that?
But soon as they, like you said, soon as it's a topic that may be close to them, they freaking out. Like, I can't believe you're going to tell people that. And I'm like, no one knows you, bro. One. Two, this is not about you. Maybe it is. It probably was, but don't matter.
You think you're the only person who has like anxious detachment issues? Like, yeah. No, babe. Like,
it is difficult though because they all, like I say, all for you at the beginning. But then as soon as you start seeing stuff, I don't want my woman talking like that. This is why I am single forever. Like, I can never be with a man because it's just too much pressure. And I like being myself. For years in relationships, I was kind of like quiet, corporate, no color nails, plain simple hairstyles. I wouldn't do anything crazy. It's like, this is all about me. I don't got time for men to slow me down no more.
No, literally. I see, we were talking a little bit about zodiac signs, mm-hmm. and I have an astrologer. And so not long ago, we like sat down and did this like 2 hour long, like in-depth reading of like my birth chart. Mm-hmm. And she also is like a friend of mine. So she knows my bullshit.
Right.
Sometimes too. And she's like, you've never been with a man who like has built you up. Like, she's like,
yes,
in a way, like they are, that's what they're pitching. That's right. What's being sold in the beginning. And then
always
as time, same fucking thing in the sense of like, oh, you can't talk like that. Like, you saw the 2 years of footage. Yes. I know you did.
Yes.
And because you've talked to me about it before. So like, what is really good? But I refuse to believe that it's only those men. But my astrologer said she calls it, her name is Reagan. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I love her. She, if you need to find her, you can look at my following. She's really good at her job. But we call them magic wand breakers because they always try to like make me small.
Always. That's and literally
like
always.
Whenever I am like fully expressing myself and being loud, and like even earlier you said like you're doing too much, like people say that to you.
Yeah.
Like my whole family, like they'll be like, oh, so what are you doing now? And I'm like, the most.
And that's such a shady question. What are you doing now?
The most. My best.
Yeah.
Those are my two options. You're going to get an answer from me? Like, no, because I have 50 plates in the air at all time.
Yes.
And it doesn't make sense to other people. But like, if it does make sense to you, then I rock with you. Like, and whatever. But men are the same way.
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, I love that you have these ideas and speak your truth.
Until it's about them. And they can't stand it.
Well, loving them, what? They would get rowdy. And of course, like Nick from like Erotic Boudoir would come on and bring like sex toys. And the boys would be like the boys, mm-hmm. the men that I was hooking up with boys, would be like, oh my God, I can't believe you touched a dildo on camera. I'm like, and I didn't die, and neither did you.
I'm still living.
And like, it's okay. And why does it have to be all that crazy shit? Like, sex is not that crazy. Like, we are literally full grown adults.
Yes.
And like, the same way that y'all deserve to feel good, women deserve to feel good also. And you can respect your relationship in whatever way. Like, any guy, if we like had a conversation that's like, this is how I would appreciate being treated in a relationship with someone who is speaking on these podcasts or whatever, like, then that's cool. Then we can have a conversation and I could be open to like adjusting what I'm talking
about.
You're
not going to adjust it, are you really? You just saying it, right?
What?
You adjust how you talk for a man?
I would like, I would be more mindful. Only if it was like, no, only if it was like my man though. You know what I mean? And he like really like built me up and he like actually had like valid points. Like you saying that, like,
yeah,
you know, when some people, yeah, like I don't want to ever put anyone on blast like that. But if it's like otherwise, no, like that's what happened. And you're Project X as far as I'm concerned. Like, no one knows you exist. Literally.
No, mama, this is why I said I don't want to date the potential man anymore. Like, if you not, you don't come put together, I'm not going to take a man like a Lego and put him together. Like, I'm tired of that shit. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want no potential men anymore.
No, I hear that.
This is the problem with meeting guys. Like you said, the magic wine breakers, they come in hot. Like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that for you. It's going to be great. I got this going on. And that's how you know they don't have no money. You be like, what happened to all this money you have when you walk in the door? Now that I need some, I need you to still be stable enough so we can still have fun together. Like,
yeah.
So when men are broke, they're the worst people in the world. Their attitudes stink, they're disgusting, they're nasty. I just can't take a broke man. And I'm not saying I wouldn't date a broke man, but a broke man attitude would absolutely drive me crazy. So with all that being said, I don't want the potential man any longer. I literally want a man that's going to trust that I know what I'm doing. I don't want a man. No, I'm done. I'm not dating no more. I quit again. I tried. I was 3 weeks strong.
We was doing good. Everything was good.
I just feel like the same way that shitty men exist, like if you look at universal laws, like the law of polarity means that like light exists because darkness exists and darkness exists because light exists. So that means that the shitty men.
You better
men,
not blame women.
The shitty men that exist. They exist
came out
here.
Of women pussies. That's the only thing I'm about to say, right?
No. I'm saying the shitty men exist, but that means that there's iconic men that exist. It's just
yes.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Maybe our picker is a little bit broken.
I do think it's me.
And so it's like, all right, so then this is where my science comes back in, where I'm like, why I'm on my whole little hiatus right now, because I'm like, if I get better, I'm gonna get better men. 100%. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my vibe right now.
Because you put yourself in better situations to be around better people.
Just in a better mindset. Like, my eyes are seeing. I don't really care because for the past 2.5-3 years, like, I've been moving and, like, I've been bottle serving and things like that. I don't drink, but it's like when you put on the little outfit and you're just like, like, you don't even need to be cute, but people are going to think you're cute and start looking at you differently, which is cool.
Because you're sexy. You're
and
sexy.
I learned, I did. Yes. I needed that for a second of just like, because I've always been like valued for being funny or being smart. Right. And then my body and my like look changed.
Right.
And I was excited
about
that. Yeah. I was excited about that. I'm like, she said it. I agree.
That's a good thing.
But so like, now I'm like back in this like I've done both sides now kind of. And so now I'm like, I don't really give a shit if you look at me and think like, oh, like she's bad. Like it doesn't even matter because like if you get to know me, like, oh, it's up.
Yeah.
It's up for you. Sure. Like your life is getting better. Yeah. And so like, I don't even, if you want to look at me and not feel anything and keep it moving, you're actually doing me a favor. Like I don't need you to look at me and feel something per se immediately, like because that's just like superficial shit that I just don't really care about anymore.
Do you think that there's people out there that doesn't care about being superficial? Like I had went out the other day on like a group date or whatever, a lot of people together, the guy was telling people that he didn't want any ugly girls in his apartment,
and like that's
send him pictures in advance of the girls that come to the party. And they was in a group message together, and they were sending pictures of the girls that was going to come. And he was kind of like, no, not her. Yes, she can come. No, not her. Yes, she can come. They were a part of it, just so you know. They were just a part of it.
Guys, that's crazy. X and Owen.
X and Owen.
Boys are...
Yes, I already know you was locked in. Yeah, but Lionel, you're always locked in. Yeah, but they always pull you in the bullshit, Lionel.
I'm prorated.
They do.
Yes. Yes.
Some men.
Yes.
This is no. Don't do that. This is like my. This is like what I'm standing on all 24.
That's it. I'm in love. But that's what I'm saying. I feel like men are very shallow, and a small flag like that. You're right. It's some men, but like you said, I haven't met many that aren't.
I know. So why?
It's me. I gotta put myself.
No, but not even just you. But it's like the guys that you're used to hanging out with, probably.
Yeah.
So it's like what. Is a like it's in this level. It's like the frequency of,
and they feel they deserve better. And I don't like men that feel like they deserve better.
It's because that.
Because who are you?
And like ego is loud.
Ego is very loud. That's
you know.
That's that Kanye West ego though. Like it's kind of like you kind of like I deserve. I don't know.
I'm for the Kanye West.
I love Kanye. Yeah, that is my man.
In
I
a
love
way,
Kanye, for
like
sure.
I love him and like this.
His confidence.
His vibe right now, yeah. Because it's just like me and my friend were just talking about this. Like he really is just like, okay, these are the things that I want. And then it's like, those are the things that he's watering on the daily, you know? And he doesn't give a fuck what anyone else thinks about
it. But he's been like that since 9/11. Like he's
no, he
been
has
like
been
that.
Like that for a while.
It's not new Kanye. Yeah, you know, this has always been Kanye.
Always.
He just have a louder voice and people, you know, is kind of like, shut up. And he like, absolutely not.
Is there, can you be Kanye without the money? Like, can you still be that, have that
No,
type
you'd be
attitude?
In the crazy house. They'd be like, he's
He was
crazy.
Kanye before the money. Have you guys been watching this documentary?
Oh yeah, I watched it.
I've seen
yeah.
it.
On yeah.
I watched it. But he wasn't, but he always was creative, but he couldn't go in and say whatever he wanted to say and people really listened.
But he knew, he third eye knew the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Exactly what was going to happen. And like, if you're watching back, like some of the old footage, like when he would show people like some of his worker things, like he would like be like giggling on the low because I'm like, he knows.
He already knows.
But he's trying to pretend like he was so new in the game. That like he was trying to be humble in a sense and be like, oh, like, what do y'all think? And meanwhile, in his hair, he does not give a fuck
at all
what y'all think.
At all.
Because he was going to do it regardless.
Even him saying like stuff like Jesus inside rap songs. It's like, you can't say Jesus in a rap song. And he like,
I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
I know. Even his like vibe with God
and
religion in general is like interesting to think about because it's gone through so many like phases.
Yes.
And it's like, I feel like everyone's always saying the same thing kind of like with religions. And like today he's kind of like going off like I am God vibes. But
is,
like,
which is good. I feel
I
like.
Kind of think, aren't we made in the image of God?
Yeah, God supposed to be everybody, so why not?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Is that two directions we can go with this? Is religion a deal breaker? That's number one. And did y'all see that man that got locked up that had that cult? Was he Mr. Nature or something like that? The black boy who had like all them girls in that cult and he just got like a life sentence.
Wait, he was a black man who had a lot of women?
He had a cult like full of women and like.
No men?
It was men there, but like all the women was for him.
Oh shit.
And he was like, I want to get into like how. Like, do y'all
you went into a cult?
No. Like, how do?
Oh, I was like, I'm
no,
not coming.
No, like, how do people like? How do people get in their mindset to be caught up in a cult where you're giving somebody all your money? All type
I have
of shit
no
like
idea.
That.
It's but you know, well, it's all about, I guess, belief because
and community.
That's how, and that's how people, you know, fall into stuff. Even religion. A man made all these different religions, and somebody was following behind that person. Like, oh, you know what? He makes sense. He makes the most sense. So I feel like that cult stuff is kind of, I don't know.
Could you get caught up in one? You think?
If his dick was really, really big.
Got it.
I think, no, like, if a man was really, really smart, to be honest, though, a man that's really, really smart can kind of, like, talk to you and you can kind of follow his lead. Because most men, they say they want to lead, but they don't really lead.
I know.
They just say it. And then when you find somebody that, what the fuck that meant, like, Lionel?
He's giggling. I'm like, shh. Stop.
No. Most men really want to leave, but they don't have the like resources to do it. So now you just kind of walk in fucking limbo.
I'm blind.
Yes.
Back
yes.
to it. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Yes.
I'm like, well, shit.
That's our relationship. What are you saying, Lionel?
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, that's a fact. I think a lot of people just want to be led, though. There are people that want to be led, yeah, too. Agreed. Some people are lost. Yeah. And if you find the right person while they lost, you could literally say that's and or so do true. Anything.
That's probably how the cults
to
happen.
Grab them. Yeah. Some people be so lost, they don't know what to do.
They'll take anything.
You know, I was talking about earlier driving down here. So, you know, my kid has friends. And one of his friends' mom said, like, put him out or something like that. Now, these kids are, like, young, 13-year-old boys, right? And I'm like, I couldn't be a mom to put my child out. I don't care what you do. Put you out on the street and you, like, kind of homeless is kind of crazy, right?
Not for a few hours?
So, no, I mean, I cheapened him out, like, weeks. Like, he's been out the house for weeks. But he's 13 years old, and your son is standing on his friend's couches and shit. I feel like I wouldn't put my son out for a couple of hours either.
Why anything can happen. For a couple hours?
I just feel like, I don't know.
That's 13 is crazy.
Anything can happen. But that's how you get corporate and caught, because it's somebody to see you all by yourself. They're like, little, oh, you obviously need help. Let me help you. And you ain't getting that love from home, and they act like they love you so
you're
much.
Like vulnerable.
Like, yeah. Like, come on, I'm going to take care of you.
Like an easy target.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's
my mom put me out and then kept calling my phone.
Did you answer?
No.
Oh, the religion deal breaker? I need you to be spiritual.
Okay.
Yeah. But recently, the thing I just got out of, he told me that I'm too much.
Too spiritual?
What are you doing?
Basically too spiritual.
Okay.
What are we doing?
He said, all your stuff is too much. I said, like, my love for the moon. And he's like, not just the moon. I was like, all right.
What's the problem?
I get excited about, like, angel numbers and, like, synchronicities. Okay. And I have this thing with pink cars. It's like how I talk to Source.
Right.
And I don't give a shit what you call it. You want to call it God, the universe, whatever believes you believe in and makes you feel good is what I love for you. And what I think about it differs. I talk to God, I talk to the universe. So right. I don't know.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think like you said, how you connect with something. I think we all should
need
be connecting
with
something.
You need to have a faith of some sort.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, I'm like, you gotta believe something, like that something exists to take care of us, because otherwise, you're just kind of floating.
Yeah. Like you have I don't think that I'm built anymore. I grew up in a church. I don't think I'm built anymore to be, like, at a church with a group of people on a regular basis, because I feel like sometimes it can become, like, I think everything is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, it's kind of like, it's the same exact
right,
thing.
Right, cult.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, it's a cult. So I feel like I'm cool with just, because I feel like I pray like 40 times a day. Like, you know, all day long, I'm just like, oh God, I don't let this man do this to me.
I pray twice.
You know, all the time. But I do small prayers all day long. Like, God, eat this piece of my game, wait. Please, God, I'm getting away.
It depends.
People think that's nothing. That's really, you're still talking to something, the power that be or whatever.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll, like, switch, because I'll be, like, eating the pizza and I'll be like, hey, send this to my butt. Like, you know what I mean?
Big G up there, help me out.
And then there will be times where, like, I wake up and I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful for it. And that will be me talking to God.
Yeah.
So it just depends. And I'm just like, if you're grateful and you're nice, then you're good.
Yeah. Mara, what's your type?
I am like an equal opportunity lender.
FDIC.
EO.
So it depends. I just like I'm just like a vibe girl, I would say, though. Like, in the sense of, like, if we have fun together and, like, you make me think and, like, you keep, like, the curiosity, like, playfulness with me, I'm there.
Sometimes 300
pounds.
Probably
5'2".
You said probably
5'2".
At 300 is crazy.
Yeah. 5'2" and 300 pounds.
It's crazy.
We're rolling.
Literally.
That's a roll. You're like, it's
a roll. That's like the
tumble.
In the Willy Wonka when the girl, like, blows up.
Oh, yeah. Beauregard.
So, I mean, because women, we love to say, we don't really have a type, but we really have a type.
Like, none of the guys look together. Like, none of the guys that I've been with, like, look like each other.
Okay.
But they all have, like, a vibe that's similar. Like, they're very, like, a lot of them are, like, very ambitious. Like, I have things in my head that normal people would be like, that would not happen. And I'm like, you don't know that.
Yeah.
And so, if you can match that energy, then we can play. But
yeah, I don't think I have a type either. All my guys look totally different from each other.
But, like,
totally
some of my girlfriends, it's like they have, like, brown hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, this bit, he looks like the last one. Yes. I'm like, this is boring.
Yes. I think it's best to switch it up.
Yeah. But I'm kind of tall. So, like, I can't, like, I don't.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
You're not the same height, and you know this.
Marva's 5'8".
People don't think that I'm tall, but I am, like, I'm not a small girl.
Oh, my God.
So I'm, like, a 160 and 5'8".
Aisha thinks she's tall.
And I'm not even that tall. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine, like, what an actual, like, model, like a 6'2 girl.
Oh, 5'8. You know how tall I am? I'm small compared to you, and I'm taller than most people in my family. Well, everybody in my family. And I'm taller than most girls that come around us. And now you tall. That's like, not for small.
Yeah, so, like, I don't mind dating a guy who's, like, my height.
So you'll date a guy that's shorter than you?
I've dated a guy who's, like, this much shorter than me.
And when you wear heels sometimes?
Not really. I'm like a sneaker, like sweatpants girl.
Okay. That is
Don't
crazy.
Come see me at work because, yes, it's I would different. Have like 10-inch heels, like, you know.
But is that weird, like, if you had heels on, the guy was shorter, and you got to put your arm around him like this and make him feel safe?
I would just, like, make him hold my hand. And he can make me feel safe.
I can't imagine. I would love to be 5'8". That'd be crazy.
You, like, think that?
I would love that. That's kind of crazy.
I'm like, not.
You never have to wear shoes. I would love to, like, not wear shoes. My legs still long. Like,
the long legs do like something sexy. For me. Yeah, yeah, you know, I do like my legs. But it's frustrating sometimes with guys.
Why?
Because, like, I'm not, like, I don't have the pick of the
litter.
Pick of the litter.
Yeah.
You think guys are intimidating?
So women
and, yeah, I'm,
don't have
I'm bigger, today. Too. So, like, I think I am intimidating.
And where? You mean, like, body?
Like, I'm just like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, I work out every day.
Okay.
Like, I'm taller. Yeah. I have this big personality. I have, like, big aspirations. I'm like, you better come with it or just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. I do think that men should date according to, like, what they can provide. And if you can't provide the same energy I'm giving you, please don't come over here.
Please,
like,
don't.
Yeah. That's so, what you saying, Larry?
No, I was just saying, yeah, like, people. Do you think some people, like, some men approach you and you feel like you out of the league? Like, you just like, you come on now. Like, you know you shouldn't be approaching me type shit.
There have been times where I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, yo, good for you, though. Like, I really appreciate.
I would hate to be on the other side.
I'm
of that.
Like, you really thought.
You tried it.
That's really crazy.
How do you turn men down?
I just don't answer. Don't. I just, like, don't engage
in
that way. But, like, every guy that's like, half the time I end up being friends with guys who try to holler at me because I'm like, you don't want this. Yeah. I'm really trying to help you.
Like, I don't know how to turn guys down, Mara. Like, I'll laugh. That's all I got for you.
Is it, like, laugh?
You try to talk to me and you be like, what's up, Ish? Is
it? You will laugh. In the
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, you gotta chill.
Yeah.
That's all
right,
I got.
Like, yeah,
that's
no, I kind of get like that too. Like, I'm like, are you kidding?
Because I'm uncomfortable for you. Like, if
start
I really be like,
them. Start.
You'd be like, bro, stop.
Yeah,
I am so like awkward. A boy.
Yeah,
at times. Yeah, that I would be like, because I was goofy, like a goofy girl before, like, so now I'm like, if a guy's really trying to get at me, I'm like, huh?
So weird though, because I feel like I couldn't walk up to a man that's like a millionaire. Like, what's up?
Why not?
I just couldn't do that. Like, I don't know. For me, I couldn't.
Oh,
that.
Like, no, there have been, like,
I'm dressed up cute. Yeah, different. But, like, on a regular, if I'm walking out here right now and he pulled up and he's a millionaire or whoever, like.
No, I literally said on my story this morning, I was like, I used to be so like, oh my God, how do I look? Like, what do I look like right now? And now I'm like, I want to scare you. Leave me alone. Like, leave me alone. If you see me being nice or giggly or having fun, then you can approach me. If that intrigues you, come. But if you look at me and you're like, ooh, like, and that's your only reason, don't even. Just keep going.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into a segment called Isha's Tweets where we all sing the intro song together in different tones.
Make up a song right now. So we
go, Isha's Tweets. Isha's Tweets. Isha's Tweets.
They always different songs. Every week, it's a different song.
All right. So this is a segment where we get into Isha's Tweets for the week. And yeah,
this is
we
what
break
you've
them
been
down.
Tweeting all week.
Yeah. it'd be random.
That's
shit.
It. First of all, your new house, your new name on Twitter is the Real Housewife of Brazzers.
Brazzers.
Is it Brazzers?
Porno website.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Brazzers. Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you type in Brazzers and say we have the hottest women ever. Ooh. So I'm a housewife. I'm a porn housewife though. I am a porn bitch.
This is a funny one. If I was Spider-Man, I would mummy wrap penises for fun.
You're not a Spider-Man.
That's hilarious. Like, you know what? You acted a fool this week.
Yes.
Mummified.
Stop putting your dick in everybody. Let me cover it up for you for a while.
Right.
Yeah, like,
she's trying to do good.
That's it. I'm trying to help the man of the world not give
helping
out.
Helping the community.
Penis. Thank you.
Can I ask what this even means? Where the fuck is wine at?
Let's get into this tweet. Ninth grade, right? I met the perfect man. I think it was a dream. I met the perfect man named Juan Sanchez. That's his whole name.
Very Spanish.
Yes, right? And I went to Mass Bomb in Frankfurt or whatever. And I went there for hair. It's so crazy. Guys didn't want to do hair back then.
Uh-huh.
So long story short, I met him. I loved him. And Spanish guy, just the cutest guy ever. And we was like dating. But then I got put out to school because I was like doing dumb shit. So I left. And you know, back then it wasn't like cell phones a lot, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Like, so I never found him again. So still to this day, I have never seen him again in my life. So I don't know where the fuck is Juan at.
All right, well, clip this.
Yeah. Where's Juan at?
Juan. It's going to be 72 Juan Sanchez is like, yo.
And I know how he looks.
72 ain't bad. We can get through 72.
We got time.
So much time.
As we... I'm not going to read this one. Don't get it fucked up, dot, dot. He daddy. Laughing emoji.
That's how I felt that day. Fuck that nigga today. I have no time for that. Crickets. Now.
We don't know what that's about.
Yeah. I had Lur had suggested this. I'm joking. I had posted a picture of me kissing some guy this weekend. And even my ex had called, like, you posted a nigga. I'm like, I mean, I just having fun with it. Like, whatever. I posted me kissing a guy. Well, a guy kissing me. However you want to look at it. And
well, what was it?
I love how you talk. You smooth.
But people were like, my DMs went crazy, first of all. Like 104 DMs. Like it was, I posted that we was leaving from DC at like midnight. I got up the next day, like 8 o'clock. I think I had 104 DMs. Like, who is this man? And going crazy. It was like crazy.
Your cousin called you on the phone.
She called me like, cousin, who are you just posting?
Like, who is this?
I'm freaking crying.
10 minutes in the
That's
post.
How you know she doesn't post someone.
I don't post anybody.
Isn't so that like the fun. Best?
And I love it because everybody was like, no, you gotta let us know what happened with this date. Like, and I promised I would tell them, but I'm not telling them nothing now because I got attitude.
Go to Patreon.
Because I got attitude. But long story short or whatever. Yeah, so people kept seeing who he was. I'm like, I'm still single, but at the moment he was still daddy. And yeah, but now he just a past lifetime.
And I think
you're
this,
done.
I think this goes into the next tweet is it's always too good to be true. same type of op.
Yes. So is you don't feel like that? Some things are just too good to be true or
no, I'm just like, you're done. Next.
No time to wait around.
I literally cause I will and then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, hello, why would I be sad right now?
Yeah, and you know what? That is my main thing why I don't want to date because I have too many things going on right now for myself. I don't have time to have feelings. I don't have time to be like, I'm sad because this happened or I'm worried about something. We're about a man. I just don't have the patience for that. So I'm trying to figure out a way to not do that.
Yeah. We take a lot of time out of people's lives.
Yeah.
I'm a man, I know.
Oh, shut up. At the end of every podcast. Are you having fun? You have fun?
Oh my God, okay. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for bringing me on. She asked me to come on the morning of my birthday.
Yes. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I literally woke up and I had a text from a friend and they were like, the girl is trying to get in touch with you. Yes. And I'm like, send her my number. Yes. It's my birthday.
And you know how you text somebody with good energy? It's like you can see through the text. Because I'm like, I know. All the W's and stuff. So you know I'm like yelling through the message. Like you the same way. It was like early in the morning. Yes. Walking my dog. It's your birthday. We just texted like we know each other.
But literally. Yes, I'm like, on my way. Let me know when.
I'm so happy you came today. Like
it's 5 minutes from my house.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, super cool.
Yeah.
Well, when we get put out, we know we can go and record at Mar's house.
You could record at my house also, yes.
Seriously. So we wrap up with a heart of the week. And a heart of the week is just like some kind of advice you have for my soulies. Like it can be anything in the world. It can be financial, sexual, relationship-wise, anything at all. I'll start it off. Soulies, my heart of the week is don't trust men. What you got, Mar?
Solis, my thing of the week is not all men are the same.
Oh, Mara. See, she's being nice to men.
Mara, not even being nice to men. I'm trying to be nice to us.
Yes.
Because that is a scary fucking thought.
You're right.
I refuse to co-sign the idea that all of these men are the same. I'm determined to find cool men.
You know what? I think you just changed my mind. I don't think all men are the same any longer. I think that you're totally right. I think that. I'm changing item. Today's the first day today's the first day of spring. I'm a spring chicken.
Ooh, yes. I love that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So happy equinox. Yes. And it's a new year, technically. Really? This is the Zodiac New Year.
What is it? What year is it?
Aries season starts the new astrological year. Okay. And Aries season starts right now.
Oh, cool.
April or March 19th or 20th. Yes. So our new year technically started 3 months ago, but it works better for me if we start right now.
Right.
So I'm going with the astrological new year. Cool. So happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Barbara, for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tell them how they can find you.
I am on Instagram. My Instagram is MarbieXO, MaurbieXO. And then I also have a clothing brand and like a mindset coaching business. It's Fairy Garden Mindset. And so that's on Instagram also. And it's like tagged on my stuff.
She brought me a sweatshirt. So I'm going to wear it.
I brought her the What Would Love Do sweatshirt.
I'm definitely wearing it. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, guys. That was so much fun.
Thank you guys too. And this episode is going to be a great one. I love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Good job, guys.
Thank you. Bye.